Bible told us that when the people of God told him, Abraham, that every time the people gather together, he said they should tell them stories of what happened to their fathers. And that is the reason why the faith and the covenant practice still goes on and on and on in that little strip of desert land today. Amen. So when we come together like this on a covenant praise, it is also a night for us to look back. Because when they crossed the Jordan, he told them something. He said, when you get to the middle of the Jordan, he said you should take stones and erect a memorial. So that in your journey, every time you look back, you will see standing stones that remind you of what your God has done in the past and what he's capable of doing today. A few years ago, a lady came to see me. And she said, Pastor, my lawyer has written me a letter. And that my lawyer has received a letter from the Home Office. And they said, there's nothing anybody or any lawyer can do about my case. So I have come to let you know that I came into London through Ireland. And I'll be going back to Ireland to go and pack my stuff and head back home. I said, seriously? She said, yes. I said, it's okay. I said, last time I checked, our God does not need any permission, any visa to come into any country. And he says that we are made in his image. And he says that we carry his spirit. I said, so if we carry his spirit, that makes us spirits and not spiritual people. So I said, my dear, I said, it's not a problem. We shall see. You go to Ireland and pack your stuff. We will see what will happen. So my daughter packed her stuff, went to Ireland, day one, day two, day three. By day four, my phone rang. I don't know whether she was crying, whether she was happy, but she was ecstatic. I said, Pastor, see. They have written her another letter, canceling the first initial letter. To cut a long story short, she's still in Ireland. No, it's not clap, I say she'll help me clap. Oh. It's dance, I say she'll help me dance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I also remember one guy. His guy was so broke. I mean, that was 2004. The guy was he was as broke as he comes. And I looked at him. He said, Pastor, pray for me. In my mind, I said, ha. We pray. I said, but how? You know what Mary said? How can this thing be? So I said, what would you like to do? Where do we even start from? He said, I want to do anything. I said, yes, but anything is not in the Business Gazette. He said, but I like making suit. I said, you like making suit? I said, have you made a suit before? He said, yes. I said, okay. Go and make one suit for me. So he made the suit for me, brought it to me. I said, how much is this suit? He said, but I've never sold a suit before. I said, sell it now. He said, what do you mean? I said, how much is this suit? He said, I don't understand. How much is this suit? So he picked it up. He said, I don't know. Maybe 350, maybe 400 pounds. I said, okay, I said, 400 pounds is good. Yes. Is that for me? He said, yes. I said, give me. So I wrote him a check for 400 pounds. He said, no, Pastor. I said, you don't understand. I said, everything that comes from the saint who is spirit is spirit. I said, this money is spirit. It will never run dry. It is a seed. I said, I have never done losses before, and I won't start with you. So I gave him. He took the check, he rolled on the floor, so I wore the suit. Everywhere I go, as far as I've concerned, the suit was crooked. But seriously, it wasn't the kind of suit I wear. This suit is the kind of, every time I wear this suit, I look at myself in the mirror, I'll be laughing. I still have the suit. I'll be laughing at myself in the mirror. You remember my pinstripe look? Ah, you remember the suit? remember his suit. He remembered his suit. Always. The first time I wore this, everyone said, ah, Pastor, what is this? But I knocked the suit. As I was wearing the suit, his business was growing. As I was wearing the suit, he was prospering. The more I wear the suit, the more he's prospered. That's how he prospered out of the church. Money is very bad, though. Money is very bad. He prospered out of the church. He prospered out of the church. It's amazing. It's amazing. Help me dance. This is how I got. Okay, give you one more so you can dance properly. Yeah, I still remember. You know this person. You know I.B. Samuel. You still remember? It was a thought. You know, I sat there. The message of God lived in my heart. I was. When I preach, I look at my humanity. I don't expect anybody to believe me, but I preach it the way it says I should preach it. After preaching it the way it says I should preach it, this young girl walked up to me. I.B. Samuel is a woman now. Then she was a girl. 11 years ago, she was a girl. Walked up to me one Sunday. I said, "Ha, Pastor, just to let you know that I have done it." He said, "What are we doing?" He said, "I have resigned my job." I said, he said, "And you know her usual style? See you. Yes, now. You, not being you preached last Sunday, Pastor." I said, yes. Pastor, where do you they talk now?" When she left, my heart was racing. My heart raced and raced. My God, has she got enough faith for this? My God. I.B. sat on that job for 11 years. Contract. Have you ever heard of 11-year contract before? Not permanent job. She sat in 11 years. They made her colleagues redundant. They retained her because she was tied to that place by covenant. The word of God. Thank you. I prepared for you today. Amen. Please, I give you 10 minutes. Help me do a number for Jesus for 10 minutes. I'll be right back for more testimonies. Hallelujah. If you are going to clap, clap. Okay, why they are still thinking about what song to sing? How about our daughter here? I may remember the mustard seed twins. Uh-huh. All of you were there? The one that they gave one mustard seed to, that came back to collect another mustard seed, and they asked her, "What did you do with the mustard seed?" And then she did what? Oh, who swallows a mustard seed in their right mind? But not when the word of God is concerned. When we obey God, we don't mind ourselves and our situation. So she swallowed a mustard seed, and the mustard seed, it was mustard seed she swallowed. It was two set of twins. Healthy boys that she produced. So when we feed him his praise, he will feed you what you want. Are you listening? This is what I've been reciting for the past 1 hour is not according to the book of Acts. It's according to the experiences of ordinary people that you probably know. Are you listening? Have you got a song now? I should continue. Okay, please. 10 minutes dance for this Jesus, please. Hallelujah. Let me tell your neighbor, say, "My neighbor, do not ever allow anybody talk you into impossibility." Tell them again, say, "My neighbor, do not permit anyone talk you into impossibility." Aha, praise the Lord. You want to hear one more? Praise the Lord. 1994. 2004, this one. One young man came and said, "Pastor, I have come to say goodbye." I said, "What is the matter, my friend?" You don't like this church? He said, no, I like the church. But I have packed the first set of my belongings. I have put them in a container. They've gone to my home country. The second one is at Dover or Magog, something like that. I can't remember his way. But so I'm going to accompany that goods finally, and then we are going home. He said, because Pastor, our papers has been here for a long time. And they say it's not possible. I said, okay. I said, do you like to stay in this country? He said, yes, my wife and I. I said, then stay. Just follow instructions and stay. I said, stay with me. You and all your family, stay with me. Not stay with me physically. Stay. Stay under this covering of this house. That was 2004. And so that's how the battle against Luna House started. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we save one, bam, we will save two. Save one, ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, year one. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, year two. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. And it got bad one time. They said, oh, Pastor, they said I should come to the police station. I said, go. I said, but every week before you go, call me and tell me you are going. And when they let you go, call me to say they've let you go. No problem. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. 10 years later. 10 years later, saved him, they saved us a serious backhand. Boom! And we thought that was it. But he sat here. And then he caught a word. And then he said, darling, I caught something. That thing they said to us, they said, pack and go 1 week. He said, but we came today and we heard one other thing. So we're going to return the service. Bam! Forward slash. 3 days, they returned and said, that other letter was a mistake. They ran to us, to the office, show me the letter. I said, no. I said, well, one more step. He said, what is this, Pastor? I said, we have one more game over step. I said, next one we're going to serve now will be what? Game over. That was 2 weeks ago. 3 days after that time, the game over letter came. From 2004, the Spirit of the Lord resisted the spirit of Luna House. So the letter came. And everything was okay. Amen?
Amen.
When God ties a man to a nation, there is no immigration force that can uproot them. We were crying, I was crying. It's always drama in the office. So. Drama. They were crying, I was crying. I don't know why I'm crying. Pastor, why are you crying? I don't know why I'm crying. I'm very happy. I said, drama. Drama. But I was crying. I said, but why? I said, I'm weeping. I said, because I'm grateful that you waited to see this. I said, I have so many packages in my warehouse in the spirit that we have collected for people who did not wait to receive them. A few years ago, there was also one young girl. This young girl was the head of the choir in our London church. Her name is JP. She is a lawyer. So, visa came to an end. I said, what do we do now, darling? He said, we'll just dash to my home country and just come back. He said, I'm a lawyer. It's maximum 21 days. I'll be back. Okay. Well, fix your wedding date for 3rd of October. Then quickly dash. Go for holidays. 21 days, you just go and just come back. And then we just, everything is normal. But the moment she crossed the Jordan, on the other side, what was supposed to be a 21 days holiday became almost a 2-year nightmare. So, the husband-to-be then, one day got a revelation, carried anointing oil in the middle of the night, because we wage war not against flesh and blood, but we wage war against principalities and powers, and went to Luna House to anoint the place round about. And then we now started this battle. The lawyers gave up completely. So between Bosun, Pastor Bola, and the kitchen table, and the Holy Ghost, we were strategizing plan. And then we started the ping pong game. Ping pong, ping pong. So the next question was, 2 weeks to the wedding, this same time, a few years ago, should we cancel the wedding or should we not? Hey? Bride cannot come back to the home country, cannot come back to London. 2 years nightmare. Should we cancel the wedding? It makes natural sense to cancel the wedding. But the boy says, well, Pastor, you think about it. If he wants to cancel, we'll cancel it. So I said, okay. So I went to America. I don't know what I went to do. This same time, around many years ago now. What year was that? I can't remember. 5 years ago. So I came back. I said, Pastor, what do you want me to do? My mother is asking me, and people are buying tickets. Should we cancel the wedding? I said, okay, all right. So I came, I was jet lagged. So in my jet... Laggings, okay, I take my jeans on. In my jet leggings. Leggings. Laggedness, okay, all right. In the nation of miracles, we don't have any language. In the jet laggedness, I slept and I had a vision. In my tiredness and in my deep sleep, I had a vision. In that vision, I saw two of them. They were kneeling down here. And I was praying for both of them. Here. So I jumped up. And I called the boy. I said, listen, son. I said, this wedding is going ahead. He said, yeah. Two weeks to go. I said, it's going ahead. I said, but I have a game plan. I said, from today to the wedding day, there's only one phone call you will pick. My phone call. I don't care who calls you. Can you do that? He said, yes. What did I say? It's only my phone call. Only my voice you will hear from today to 2 weeks. And you shut that phone down. Because for miracles to happen, your eye gaze, your ear gaze, they're going to be focused on Jesus. The battle started. Are we? But I think it's more out of a fear of what I would do to him if he disobeys that he did that. I don't know. But to cut a long story short, the wedding was 3rd of October. Yeah? Okay. Where's the bride? When did you arrive at your wedding? 3rd of October. We refused to give up. Bride, best man, bought a ticket. Where is it? To meet groom in London. Groom did not tell best man that bride is stuck in Lagos. I said, stuck. I flew in. Jehovah is God and Lord of all. There's nothing impossible for your God if you will trust him. Right? Can I give you one more? Right? Give you one more. No. You know what? Raise your hand and worship the Lord. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Our God is a God of impossibility. I don't know what you are believing God for. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But your God is more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ever ask or imagine. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. Help me appreciate him tonight. Help me appreciate him tonight. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. He is a good God. He is a great God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you all the glory. Unto him that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Lord, we have come tonight. We have come tonight. We have magnified your name. We have blessed your name. We have praised your name. And so we thank you. We give you all the glory. We adore you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 102 from verse 16. Please hear this very carefully. The word of God never fails. It is the heart of men that fails. It said, for the Lord will rebuild you this month. And appear in his glory to you. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. The prayer of the destitute is the prayer of that man and that woman who knows in his heart and his head that without God, I am finished. That is what is at stake today, this month. He said he will respond to that prayer. Listen to it carefully. He said he will not despise their plea. No, he will respond. This month, God will respond to that plea. This month, God will respond to that prayers in the name of Jesus. He says, let this be written for the future generation. Over the past 1 hour, we have been recounting what has been, you were the future of this church. And we have been recounting to you what has been written in the annals of this church. You were the future. We wrote this down. We recorded them. We recorded them. And so we can tell you what has happened in the past 11 years. So he says, let this be written. So there, what will happen to you this month will be written for future generation. Amen. We have been recounting what has happened in the life of people in the past 11 years. But God is saying that what will happen to you this month will be written. In other words, a few years from now, we'll be counting your story. In the name of Jesus. That a people not yet created may praise the Lord. Listen very carefully. There are certain things that has not been created now. There are certain things that has not been created now. There are certain things in your life that is not happening now that will happen this month for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. He said, therefore, future references. Amen. He said, the Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven, he viewed you and your life to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So that the name of the Lord will be glorified in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. In other words, there are certain things he's going to do in your life this month so that his glory and his name will be praised. Amen. Hear this very carefully. We have been mentioning people's names and what Jehovah did in their lives, and then we were dancing afterwards. Why? Because of the glory. And what happened in their life brought glory to God, and it brought glory to his name. So this is what is going to happen to you. Amen. What will happen this month will be worth documenting and then referred to in future generations. Let me say it again. What will happen this month will happen to his glory, and it will be documented. In other words, in the near future, when we are going through the annals and the archives of this church, your name will be mentioned. That this is what happened to you, that this is what Jehovah did for you and did for your family in the name of Jesus. But like our God, he gave us a condition. He said he will respond to the prayer of the destitute. So this month is our month of responsive prayer. King James says it's, he will regard the prayer of the destitute. So it is the month of regarded responsive prayer. RRP. Not recommended retail price. No. It is regarded responsive prayer. We are going to pray that prayer with our heart that God himself will honor the scriptures we have read today. He will do something that is not in your life. The woman, God did something in the life of that woman. Everybody knew. Her family knew she had HIV. But when it was done, everybody knew that God has visited her. The one that has been believing God for a child, that everybody knew that, year one, year two, year three, year four, year five. When God visited them, it's not obvious that God has answered. That is what he's saying. He will create something this month that will be documented on your account, that the glory of God will be glorified. Please raise your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise your name. This is my month of responsive prayer. This is my month, the month of responsive prayer. You will give regard to my prayers in the name of Jesus. You will give regard to my prayers in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. On the 13th, 14th, and 15th, I think that's a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we are going to have, we're going to be fasting, and we'll fast all day till 6 p.m. And we'll break the fast with Holy Communion here. You can drink water, but we break that fast. We are going to cry and pray the prayer of the destitute. Amen? That God will respond to. Is 13th Monday or that Tuesday? Monday. Of October? I don't know. Monday. Is it a Monday? Yeah. So it will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We will all meet here. 7:30, we'll meet here. We will pray for 1 hour. We will break the commitment, break bread, and then we go. Same every day for three days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we bring those prayer of the destitute. You write them down. And then we pray the prayer of the destitute that will provoke God answering this month. Amen. Yeah. Your own responsibility is to come and pray and bring that pressing need and to obey scriptures. I am not a magician. All right? You will obey scripture in every area of your life. And then on 3 days, we will provoke the scripture. 13th, 14th, and 15th. And let's see the God that answers by fire. He will write your name among those we have testified about this month. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that song, This Kind God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have time for two more. You have time for two more. Two more. One day we need to pay a bill. You know this one story now. Right? So, our accountant, we don't have account, proper accountant now. Our church accountant, the pastor used to do church finances, he grew gray hair. Because he can see the expenses, and he can only account for the expenses. He couldn't account for the income. That was his problem. One day we needed to pay a bill. So he came and, you remember I saw Jay now? He said, Pastor, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? I said, I don't know. I don't know. He said, Pastor. I said, SOJ, I don't know. But let's pray about it. I said, because me, I don't have grace to beg. Remember, I told you, God told God. So one day, we came to the church, opened the door. Somebody has put through £8,000. How much? £8,000. Even if I had levied everybody, I'm not sure we got £8,000. I would say, praise the Lord. I say, please run through the database so we can write a letter and say thank you. At least you can't just take £8,000 and just lick your fingers and say, God bless you. No. We started searching. No such names in our database. £8,000. So I saw firsthand that, he said he will do it and he has power over money. So one day, Pastor Bola invited her guests from school, from her office. They came to see us. After eating our rice, they started complaining that I really want to go on mission field, but we don't have any money. And she said, their next Sunday is the deadline. They needed, how much did they need again? Can't remember. You can't, eh? No, it was £200 for mission field. No, it wasn't £200. It was more than that, yeah. I can't remember the more amount anyway. So she came and then she told her, I said, well, and I shared the testimony of the church with her. And I told her, you know, if you believe God can supply, he and supply in stealing. You know, we laughed about this show church thing. Everybody, hee, ha, ha, ho, ho, ho. That was on Saturday. She went to work on Monday, got back. Somebody have done the same thing. Right? If she was from Amidala, I'd say somebody there. No. That's my very nice, beautiful English lady. Somebody had slipped the exact money she needed for the mission field. Cast down to her. She opened it, remembered the testimony, and called. It has happened. I said, I told you. Uncountable. But we talked about mystery money last month. So what else? What proof do we need that this God is a great God? But I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, the grace to believe you. The grace to believe you. Your situation is not tough. It's your heart that is tough. Oh, your circumstance is not difficult. No. It's your understanding that is difficult. No. Your situation is not complex. No. It's your understanding of your world that is complex. Come on, say, Lord, I receive the grace to believe you. 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 This month of regarded responsive prayer, I receive the grace to believe your word that you will come through for me this month. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Because my circumstance is changing this month. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family shout.
Amen.
And the family shout.
Amen.
And the family shout.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I welcome you to a brand new month. God will do miracles in your life this month. This time next month, it's your name and your circumstance we'll be talking about documented.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. One more assignment for you. Remember I told you about my son here, and I told him, don't pick up your phone. If they call you, even if the queen calls you, the only number you should pick up is my phone. So I give you an assignment. Go and get the testimonies. Bola, where is Bola? Make the testimonies of this church available. I think they are online. If we have the CDs, get the CDs. I want you to go and listen to all the testimonies, account after account after account after account after account, until the end of this month. Amen? What did I say? Testimonies. They are free. They are online. Go and if you want to download them, if you want to put them in your car, put them in your house. I don't say listen to music. I say go and listen to the testimonies and the testimonies and the testimonies. It's testimonies all through. Why? To help you realign your eyes and your mind so that what God has in stock for you this month, we will birth it together in prayers. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Raise your hand and let's give God thanks. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We adore you. We are set for you to regard our prayers. We are set for you to respond to our prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your saints who have come out tonight. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.